Good evening, and welcome to the Tao of June, Living an Inspired Life. Tonight, I wanted to talk about why I believe life would be no fun living in God mode. Now, what triggered this idea is I was the topics master tonight at my Toastmasters meeting, and I asked the question, if you could have any superpower, any special powers, you know, superhuman ability, what would you choose? And the young man I picked tonight to answer that question, he said that he would want to have godlike powers, be omnipotent, all powerful, be able to be anywhere, doing anything, you know. And the example he said is he would, you know, be in China to have breakfast and tea, be back in time for church, you know. And he likes to play soccer, so instead of scoring 2 goals a game, he would be scoring 100. And just be able to do everything and anything and, you know, have plenty of money and, you know, life would be so easy and fun, I guess. But would it really be fun? I was thinking about it while I was walking my dogs. And I was just thinking, because when I played video games, when I used to play video games, sometimes on games like, Grand Theft Auto. This was, over 10 years ago. But anyways, the earlier Grand Theft Auto games, there was these cheat codes that you could find. And when you put the cheat codes in, all of a sudden, you would have unlimited health, unlimited armor, unlimited... And there was different cheat codes for each one of these, but, you know, just plug them in, have unlimited ammunition. And the thing is, as soon as the cheat codes hit and you would have all of your health and your armor and all the, you know, weapons you could ever use and all the ammunition, you know, so you don't run out of bullets, and you have, there's also a cheat code for money, so you have all the money you need. It was initially exciting, but after a few minutes of just being on top of a rooftop, just blowing away, blasting all the cops, and then later on the SWAT would come, and then later on the army would come in, and just blasting these tanks, and they're blasting me back, but who cares? I got all these cheat codes, you know, they can't hurt me. But also, even if I wanted to do missions, the missions were just too easy. You know, they were just so easy. Before, it was so challenging. I don't have to, like, you know, try the missions over and over again before I finally got it. But once you plug the cheat codes in, it was easy. And because you can't die, you have all the ammo, you know, all the guns. But it just wasn't fun. And I remember after, I mean, not even 30 minutes of doing that, just turning the game off, and then the next time I played, I didn't even want to put the cheat codes in because it just wasn't fun anymore. Because it wasn't challenging. Part of the fun of playing those video games was overcoming those challenges, right? And trying to figure out how to beat those missions, especially the tough ones. And as soon as I would, you know, accomplish a mission, especially the ones I would have to try over and over again because it was so difficult, I would feel so elated, you know, the exhilaration that comes from overcoming those challenges and obstacles. I think it's the same thing, same way with life, isn't it? Life was designed, it's set up for it to be rewarding. Life is difficult because it's meant to be rewarding, and easy is never rewarding. I was listening to David Goggins earlier while I was at the gym working out, and he was even saying, you want to be happy? He was like, you know, stop watching TV, you know, trying to find happiness there, and stop watching those comedies and whatever, just sitting there laughing while you're not growing, while you're not challenging yourself. He was like, pick a goal, pick something that'll make you push yourself, that you will have to stretch, where you have to feel uncomfortable. You know, it's going to hurt, it's going to be painful, but you're going after something, you're going after a goal, and you hit it. And when you get that goal, you feel awesome. You feel that joy, that happiness, and you because you grew, you know. And I totally agree with him. It's life is set up to be difficult and challenging, and life I really don't believe that we're as in control of our lives as we think we are. I never would have thought that I would be the guy going through divorce. I never thought that that would be possible for me. And here I am going through a divorce, you know? I never thought I would lose a business or go in debt that severely. Boom, it happened. You know, like, you just, the way I mapped out my life is not really the way it worked out. But still, by going through those difficulties, by going through those challenges, and especially the failures, it made me stronger. And now I do feel rewarded. And here's the amazing thing. I realize now, by going through the difficult times that I went through, especially losing my business, now I'm actually helpful to others. Because groomers contact me, dog groomers, all over the world, all over the country, looking for advice, asking me for advice, and especially when they're going through hard times, just, you know, asking if I have time to talk. And sometimes all I do is just listen and encourage, and I can, and they do want to talk to me. You know why? Because I failed my business, because I went through those difficult times, and I persevered, and I got through it, and now I'm doing much better. And they see that, they see the resiliency, you know, they see that I'm being persistent, and I'm, you know, I have something to offer. Because had everything just gone perfectly, I don't think that they would really want to talk to me, you know, because what do I know? Everything went perfect. I never had to go through anything difficult, you know, but because I went through it, and they saw a lot of these groomers that I talk to now, they've been following me for years, you know, for a long time, and they witnessed me failing over and over again and trying over and over and picking myself back up, you know, after each failure. And now they see me going through some tough times in my personal life, but I still show up and I still put a smile on my face and I still try to offer my best and be of service to others. And I think that that's what's not only rewarding for me, but it causes me to have more empathy and compassion towards others, and they also it means more to them when I do help them, because they see that it's not, you know, it's not coming from any false, you know, or ulterior motives. I really just want to help because I went through what I went through, and it sucks. And it was really, really, really tough. And I, you know, I know the pain, and I know how it feels to go through that suffering. And they can tell that it's genuine. It comes from a genuine place because they saw that I went through it. And that's why I think when I do talk to them, and listen to them, I think it means more. You know, because I'm not somebody who lived a perfect life and everything went perfectly for me. I never experienced failure. You know, I think that's why it's so important for us to go through difficult times so that we can be of use to others, so that we can feel connected with others and they feel more connected with us because we understand what it feels like to go through difficult times. And I just feel like even if we did find some way to, you know, like a cheat code for life, a life hack somehow, we figured out how to win the lottery or something, you know, we figured out somehow some way to cheat the lottery system and we win, and now you have millions of dollars in the bank account, I mean, yeah, I think it would be exciting, of course, for a few days, maybe a few weeks, but then what? You know, how long can you possibly lay on the beach drinking Mai Tais and margaritas and just, you know, being of no real use to anyone else, you know, offering no value to your fellow man, your fellow woman, you know, to your neighbor, you know, just selfishly in, you know, indulging in all the pleasures, you know, and just, but how long before that starts to get boring? Just like in the video games, when you put in the cheat codes and now there's no challenges, there's no fun in it anymore. It becomes boring, kind of. It's just no fun to play the game, because the game was designed to be challenging so that when we beat it, it feels super awesome. But with life, I think, yeah, like, and here's the thing, we think money's gonna solve all our problems. It's not. there are problems out there that money can't solve, and those are real problems. When you're dealing with problems that money can't even solve, those are some real problems. And but let's say you have a cheat code for that too, and you plug it in, and boom, it's taken care of. You know, now you don't have to deal with any of those problems either. No problems in life. Life is just easy, and just fun and easy, and just, you know, all the pleasures, all the things that you can just indulge in, you know. And that's, you know, how many orgies can you possibly enjoy before you just get tired of it, you know? And life just feels meaningless because you're not challenging yourself anymore. You're not pushing yourself. You're not growing, right? I hope this connects with someone who's listening to this. Maybe wondering, why is life so hard? Why do my dreams have to get shattered into 1,000 pieces? Why does my heart have to get broken and stomped on? You know, why is life so difficult? Why is life so hard? Life is supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be difficult because it's supposed to be rewarding. And easy is never rewarding. And I promise you, no matter how difficult the situation is, just have faith. Believe that it was given to you. This terrible burden, this terrible privilege has been given to you. Because once you go through the fire, you will become useful to others. Just like a piece of pottery that is beautifully decorated, beautifully made and designed, it is still of no use to anyone until it goes in the oven, until you fire it up, you know, until it goes through the fire. And once it's heated and glazed, now you can actually use it, whether it's a plate, a coffee mug, whatever it is, even a vase or vase, you know, for flowers. Until it goes through the fire, it is useless. But once it goes through the fire, then that same piece of pottery that you couldn't use before now becomes useful. I hope that helps. And I honor the light in you that's also in me. Namaste.